Good morning, traders. I am Emily Vani, your host here at Newswire's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, April 28th. Today's another big day of earnings as markets are still trying to find direction. Yesterday was a mixed bag of a regular trading session with all the major indices swinging between losses and gains, ultimately ending the day about flat. The Dow and the S&P 500 closed in the green by 0.2% and the NASDAQ posting a loss of just 0.01%. Bill, let's get into today's action with what is going on in the markets this morning.
Hi, Emily. How you doing? No, I'm watching the markets, and they are looking. We are looking very strong this morning. S&Ps are up over 1%. They're actually up 1.33%. Now, this is lower than it was earlier because I saw it up over 1.5%, significantly over up. Over 1.5%, and it has been pulling back a little bit, but you're still over a 1% gain. I'm looking at it. The airlines are all positive. The autos are positive. The banks look strong. The semiconductors look good. So we're really showing a lot of green across the tape this morning. And what's causing it? Hey, that earnings report that came from Facebook was really strong. I mean, I shouldn't say it was really strong. They delivered an earnings beat, which was really positive, and that's causing momentum in the tech sector today. You look overseas at the Bank of Japan; they reinforced their low rate policies this morning. You know, they basically are very dovish, and that's a positive. You know, that could happen. That could carry over to the Fed next week when they have a meeting. We've got some key economic reports coming out today. One big negative I see is Amgen, which is selling off because they have a dispute with the IRS. But overall, this is an earnings-related rally. That should be keeping in the markets in the green all day. There's a lot of big earnings announcements after the close. 10-year Treasury yield is down about 2 basis points. Crude oil is essentially flat. So the market's kind of like waiting for that next shoe to drop with respect to Russia making other countries pay in rubles instead of euros or dollars for oil. You're looking overseas. Tokyo was up 1.75%. Hong Kong was up 1.65%. London's up over 1%. Germany's up 1.57%. So yeah, we're looking for a nice green day today, Emily.
And when it comes to earnings, Bill, with companies like Amazon and Apple reporting after the bell today, they're really looked at as sort of a gauge for the overall state of the economy, sort of a glimpse into the mind of the consumer. So earnings really are a big spotlight today. So I know you have it broken down for us, Bill, on what to be watching. So give us a look at what we should be watching in terms of earnings action.
Well, you have to start out this morning with what happened last night with Facebook. These guys had their earnings coming out there, and nobody was expecting anything positive, yet they delivered. They delivered a 16-cent beat last night. Now, it was done on lower revenue, but that beat was really shocking. And, you look at the stock, it's up 14.61% this morning. You look at a Qualcomm, ticker C-U-O-M, Quentin Charlie Oscar Mary. They beat by 32 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. That stock is up 6.37% this morning. Amgen, ticker AMGN, they released earnings last night. And they delivered a beat of 15 cents, and they did it on higher revenue, but the stock's down 4.5% because, the IRS thing I was mentioning earlier. You're looking at PayPal. They met expectations of 88 cents. That's ticker PYPL, Paul Yellow, Paul Larry, and they did it on higher revenue. The stock is up this morning. It's up 2.89%, but the guidance was not positive. I'm not quite sure they're going to be able to hold on to these gains at PayPal. Merck, ticker MRK, they beat by 31 cents, and they did that on higher revenue. That stock's up 1.77% this morning. McDonald's, ticker MCD, they beat by 11 cents. They did it on higher revenue. You look at the stock, it's up 1.20%. I was surprised on this one. I didn't think they were going to be able to deliver a beat. I must say, Caterpillar, ticker CAT, Charlie Apple Tom, they beat by 26 cents and they did it on higher revenue. But, you know, there's issues going on at Caterpillar. That's why the stock's down 1.73% this morning. And CHRW, Charlie Henry Richard William, that's CH Robinson. They delivered a beat of 50 cents on higher revenue, and that stock's up 3% this morning. In terms of upcoming earnings, we got Apple coming out after the bell. That's ticker AAPL. Their EPS estimate is $1.44, and the expected move here is 5.56%. Amazon, another big tech bellwether. They're also going to be releasing after the bell. Their EPS estimate is $9.33, and the expected move here is 6.75%. Intel, ticker INTC, India, Nancy, Tom, Charlie. EPS estimates are for them to earn 80 cents this quarter, and the expected move here is 6.92%. Gilead Sciences, that's ticker GILD, Grace, India, Larry, David. EPS estimate here is $1.75, and the expected move here is 3.93%. Chevron, ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray, they're releasing tomorrow morning. Their EPS estimate is $3.36, and the expected move here is 3.76%. And let's round this out with Honeywell, ticker HON, Henry, Oscar, Nancy. EPS estimate $1.86. Expected move here is 4.11%. But that's what I have for you for some earnings action, Emily.
And I do want to make a note to our listeners that ticker CHRW, that nice 50-cent beat on higher revenue, was your pick of the day yesterday. And coming up later in the show, we will check in with you on that. And a little teaser, we're also going to check in on Tuesday's pick, which was Chubb, because I don't know, listeners, we may have had two winners back-to-back, but stick with us for that. Shifting gears here now to economic reports. Bill, you told us at the top of the show there are some key economic reports today. So give us the rundown of what to expect in terms of economic events.
Well, at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, we have the jobless claims coming out. At 11 a.m., we have the Kansas City Manufacturing Index being released. But the key report today is coming out at 8:30, 1 hour before the market opens, and that's the GDP report, gross domestic product. Now, it's going to be lighter than, you know, last quarter. It's, you know, we could actually even see it contract a little bit. But going forward, it looks good. But, the, you know, the GDP number is going to be a wake-up call for the markets a little bit. But I'm not too worried about it. If it comes in a little light, that's expected. Because, you know, listen, we had the Russian situation, we had the gas prices, we had the interest rate increase. So, yeah, don't be shocked about a light GDP number. But going forward, you know, we do think that the GDP numbers are going to be showing some significant gains in the second half of the year. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports, Emily.
And there is a lot to be watching today, those economic reports, all those big earnings you mentioned. And there are also other things to be watching, like these other market moving headlines that are coming across the tape. They come across all day, all night, and to be able to sift through that information when you get back to your desk to start making decisions about what you should be trading, it's a lot. And you're able to get through all of that information, sift through the important stuff, let go of things that may not really matter, Bill, by using your Newswire alerts. And I know you have it broken down for us today, so let's hear what else could be moving the markets today.
Well, you know, I mean, I always like to start off with my FANG stocks, and I'm looking at them, and they're all positive. You know, Facebook up 14%. You know, that's the big clear jump, but the other ones are up 1.5 to 2%. So, yeah, the FANG stocks look really strong today, and they are heavily cap weighted in the S&P 500. So, what's the news behind them? Like Amazon. Yeah, we're showing a gain of 2.77% this morning, but you know, Amazon's growth is expected to slow when they release earnings this afternoon. It could be dragged down by higher costs and you know, a slight slump in e-commerce sales. We're looking at Apple; they're also coming out. Apple's expects a modest— J.P. Morgan came out recently, and they said they expect a modest revenue miss from Apple when they release this afternoon. We're looking at shares of Google and Twitter. A Russian court fined these guys 3 million rubles for refusing to remove banned content. Not really a major issue, I don't think, for either one of these stocks. Tesla, a judge ruled last night that Elon Musk didn't act unlawfully in his SolarCity takeover. So that's a positive for the stock. You're looking at Tesla this morning, and it is trading 2.32% higher. Moving over to the Dow stocks, Amgen, ticker AMGN. The IRS is seeking an additional back taxes of $7.1 billion related to their operations in Puerto Rico. They feel they underreported. It's like $5 billion in back taxes and then penalties. So I think the total is $7.1 billion that Amgen, ticker AMGN, might owe the IRS. Now, they delivered a positive earnings report, but that's not enough. You know, when you get hit with, back taxes against the government, that's a negative on you. And that's why the stock's down 4.34% this morning. Walmart, CVS pharmacies are said to be blocking or delaying telehealth Adderall prescriptions. Coca-Cola, ticker KO. There's a tongue-in-cheek announcement from Musk last night that he may take over Coca-Cola. I don't think the market is putting any value into it, because if they did, Coca-Cola stock wouldn't be down 0.5% this morning. In terms of merger news, KKR, they announced a tender offer to acquire Hitachi's transport systems. In terms of guidance news, Cheesecake Factory, that's ticker CAKE, Charlie Apple Kilo Edward. They see Q2 revenues between $830 million to $850 million. Now, the street estimate is for $825.54 million. So you got to look at that as a nice little uptick. And at the end of the day, it's about the stock price. And, the stock hasn't moved, but it's shown a $4 wide spread this morning. So I do think it will start trading higher. We're talking PayPal, ticker PYPL. I told you about the earnings, but let's talk about their guidance. They see Q2 adjusted EPS at roughly 86 cents. Now, the street estimate is at $1.12. So, PayPal's up 2.77%. I don't know if they're going to be able to hold that, because, that guidance cut is really not positive. Teladoc, that's ticker TDOC, Tom, David, Oscar, Charlie. This is really yikes. They came out last night and they said that they see the full year 2022 EPS delivering a loss of $43.50 to a loss of $43. And now the street estimate was expecting a loss of $1.53. Teladoc is getting creamed this morning. The stock is down 44%. That's almost half its value. I mean, Teladoc is really not in a strong place right now, and it's continuing to trade lower. That guidance is just horrible. I don't know how else to say it. We're talking some shareholder meetings that are going on. There's a lot again today. At 8 a.m. we're having an annual shareholders meeting with ticker MRNA. Michael, Richard, Nancy Apple, that's Moderna. At 8:30 a.m., we're having an annual shareholders meeting with Goldman Sachs, ticker GS, today. At 9:30 a.m., we're having an annual shareholders meeting with Pfizer, ticker PFE. At 10 o'clock, Johnson & Johnson will be starting their shareholders meeting. At 11 o'clock, J.B. Hunt, JBHT, having their annual shareholders meeting. Now, you got stocks, because something could pop. This is where these are the pep rallies. Something could happen during these shareholders meetings. In terms of buyback news, Cheesecake Factory. We already told you about the positive earnings, but they also came out and said that they reinstated their share buyback program. Ticker TNL, Tom, Nancy, Larry. This is Travel and Leisure. Their board approved a 500 million share increase share repurchasing plan. Ticker FBP, Frank Boy Paul. This is First Bancorp. They announced a new 350 million stock repurchasing program. Barclays, ticker BCS, Boy Charlie Sam. Barclays has put a hold on its 1.25 billion share buyback plan until talks with U.S. regulators over a major trading blunder has been resolved. And TTE, Tom Edward, this is Total Energies. Their board authorized the buyback of up to 3 billion shares of the common stock in the first half. So that's a nice positive for shares of TTE. And in terms of catalyst calls this morning, ticker FLWY, Frank, Larry, William, Yellow. Citibank opens a positive catalyst watch on Flywire shares this morning. You got a $40 price target on it. We're going to have to see if that causes some momentum in the stock price this morning for ticker FLWY, Frank, Larry, William, Yellow. But that's what I have for you in terms of hot news off the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Going with Chevron, ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray. It doesn't fit my model entirely, but I still like it. The EPS, the earnings are out tomorrow morning. EPS is $3.36, and the expected move here is 3.76%. Now, the broker's comments are mostly positive. That's a good sign. The option data looks good. I see a significant amount of volumes going on the call side as opposed to the put side. When it's the opposite, when you see more puts being traded in front of earnings, that's a big negative. But, so you should always expect to see elevated call volume as opposed to put volume if a company's going to beat earnings. And, you know, I do think Chevron, you know, can beat earnings. Oil prices have been on the rise all quarter long, so that's a positive. I look at what the CEO said. He goes, we're an even better company than we were just a few years ago. We are more capital and cost efficient, enabling us to return more cash to shareholders. They did that big buyback. They announced that big buyback last time they released earnings, so I don't expect anything significant there. But I do think we're going to see some nice run in the stock today. It's trading a little higher this morning, but I do think there's still room for gains and just kind of want to wait to try and get it at that 157 area. And I do think you're going to be able to see a nice little stock pop. If I can get 1% during the day, I'm going to take it and walk away and be happy. But that's my pick of the day, ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray, Chevron.
Another earnings play, which has seemed to be a good formula lately, Bill. And stay with us, because coming up, we will recap yesterday's pick of the day and even do a quick look back at Tuesday's pick. But first, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, sending it back to you.
Going to McDonald's, ticker MCD. The CEO says McDonald's has entered 2022 from a position of strength. PPG, Paul Grace, they're going to be investing $17 million to build ASC in France. Lakeland Bancorp, that's ticker LBAI, they just increased their quarterly dividend 8.5%. Oh, no, that's 7%. FactSet raised their quarterly dividend to 8.5%. Ticker LBAI increased their quarterly dividend to 7% or 14.5 cents per share. MasterCard, ticker MA, reports Q1 switch transactions up 22%. CEOs of MasterCard said they're off to a strong start for 2022. McDonald's has seen a recovery in the international markets. And you got to remember, that's positive, because their restaurants in Ukraine and Russia remain closed. Merck's COVID pill, ticker MRK, their COVID pill tops $3.2 billion in quarterly sales. Wow. Apple to face new antitrust charges in the EU over Apple Pay. ArcBest, that's ticker ARCB. Apple Richard Charlie Boy expand their share repurchasing program to $75 million. GWW, Grace William, this is Granger. Bottom line climbs in Q1, beats estimates, lifts outlook above view. Tesla, Musk's bid to end SEC settlement deal over Tesla tweets is denied. You know, Emily, that's all I'm seeing in the last 15 minutes of hot headlines hitting the tape.
Bill, before we get to yesterday's pick, let's take a brief look back at Chubb, which was Tuesday's pick. It didn't really get going when we recorded the show yesterday, even after posting their nice earnings beat. So tell us what happened with Chubb.
Well, no, you look at Chubb and, you know, when it opened yesterday, it just flew. It flew right out of the gate. And, you know, that was – it just took a while for Chubb to kind of start moving, ticker CB. The fact of the matter is they delivered a very strong earnings report. And that's what – they delivered a strong earnings beat, and everything looked good on that report. But when it opened up at $211. And It made its 1% yesterday during the day, but really, when that stock opened up, it just shot up $6, and it, you know, which is, you know, over 3%, 3.5%, I think was what I was able to get out at yesterday. So Chubb was a real winner. It just took that time because it's not a popular stock like Facebook or Microsoft. It's not going to trade actively in the pre-market. So some of these you do have to wait for the market to open up because the trade volume wasn't there. But the institutions know, hey, that was a solid earnings beat. And while the rest of the world were sleeping on it, when the market opened up, the institutional traders were really buying that stock as much as they could. And it caused the shares to jump significantly up $6, you know, from the day before his opening price. So yeah, Chubb was a real winner for us.
And keeping the momentum of the good news going, let's now check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was C.H. Robinson. That is ticker CHRW. Bill, you made this pick ahead of their earnings release yesterday afternoon. As you told us in your earnings rundown, they delivered a 50% beat on higher revenue. Q1 net income was $2.05 per share. That was up from analysts who had projected $1.55. Revenue for the quarter was $6.82 billion, and the forecast had been $6.01 billion. This morning, I'm seeing a slew of price target raises for the stock, anywhere from 107 all the way up to 135. Bill, how did that call work out?
I think you let the cat out of the bag. It worked out really good. Stock opened up at 101.54 and then just steadily moved higher to 103.19. And then it pulled back and it closed at 102.83. So it did beat its 1% during the trading day. That's a positive. But then the earnings came out and that caused the stock to jump. And you're looking at it right now, it's trading 105.91 on the bid, 107.50 on the ask. So yeah, you're looking at a 3.5-4% beat on for C.H. Robinson today. My only issue is I thought it was going to open up a little weaker. It didn't. It just continued to remain strong all day. So I waited till the end of the day. But C.H. Robinson, ticker CHRW, was a clear winner. And it was a positive call by us yesterday, Emily.
Well, Bill, I will take those gains with both Chubb and CHRW any day. And we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Chevron's pick of the day. Bill, thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Ivani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.